Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We're going to start with this headline. Financing demolition permits are signs First Prize Center redevelopment moving forward. Explain how all that comes together.
Yeah, the former Tobin's First Prize Center meatpacking plant is that one that you can see from Exit 5 of I-90 in Albany County, considered to be one of the worst eyesores in the region. Plans were released 4 years ago for redeveloping the site, and there are finally signs that this is moving forward. Pioneer Bank has approved a $14.4 million loan, which includes money for the demolition and environmental cleanup of the site. Demolition permits have been requested for three of the small buildings, and another will be filed this month for the main building. An environmental remediation plan has been filed with the State Department of Environmental Conservation for the areas of the property that don't have buildings. And that's according to Richbell Capital, who owns a majority stake in the property. The company released plans in December of 2016 for converting the site into 2 million square feet of urban-style apartments, shopping, and entertainment. The company is now saying that it will still pursue a mixed-use project. It will just have to be updated and a little bit different than the original plan due to the impact of the pandemic. There will likely be more apartments than initially planned, and there will be non-residential amenities to serve the tenants there and the huge volume of traffic that passes by Everett Road daily. The goal is to finish the demolition this year and start construction in 2022.
Now take us to the Tech Valley Center of Gravity.
The Center of Gravity is a makerspace in Troy, so startups work in a collaborative environment together. When the pandemic hit, the Center of Gravity had to pivot its operation so it could be deemed an essential business and remain open for its manufacturing members who also had its essential productions. Most of the Center of Gravity's programming went virtual, and it became more utility-focused, producing face shields and masks when there was the PPE shortage. The Center of Gravity has used this year to grow its partner network. Executive Director Cheryl Kennedy says part of the center's work is to help keep the 4,000 STEM graduates each year in the region by making sure they know that jobs are available right here. Through a partnership with University at Albany, the Center of Gravity is working to bring the PBS TV show Make 48 to the Capital Region. The Center of Gravity had a team compete on the Speed Invention Show this past year, and Kennedy says if there is a critical mass of people who are interested in competing on the program, it could be something that happens here for multiple years in a row. The Center of Gravity is also working on an entrepreneurship grant to put together tech-focused programs in the region that focus on commercialization assistance. Kennedy says the region spends a lot on research and development, and it's important to make sure there are better connections between all of the different resources available.
She is Melissa Mangini. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you.